residence. The lady of the house speaking.
Welcome, 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 hello. Welcome, hello, and welcome to Edit Radio Podcast number 792. My name is Ben. I'm here to guide you through another 45-ish minutes of the very best music that we can find, both new and used. Starting off the podcast this week, the band are Fuckers from New York. The song is called Play Me. Stick with us on the podcast this week. We've got intensely excellent audio delights, songs from new albums from the likes of The Beths and The Hives. And also, don't get too excited, but we're going to be talking about Roadworks. We have the tunes. Now all we need is you. Join us.
Edit Radio.
New York City.
told that pile of debris to move over. Push around rocks, you can push around weight. You should call a bulldozer if there's something in the way. Front loader, cousin of the dozer. Bucket on the front, dumping rubble on the shoulder of the road. Or seeing for a highway off ramp. Tow a couple tree trunks, free up a log jam. Back of the front loader, a glorious backhoe. The long arms stretch out and pull the earth back home. Dig a trench for the plumbing and electric. Or dig yourself a pond and put some fishy little friends in her. Skip the pond and start thinking major. That homemade lake, that excavator. Add a concrete mixer and a dump truck. That's a work site. Thumbs up.
Construction vehicles, they move that dirt around. Build a road where there isn't a road. Construction vehicles, they move that dirt around.
Dig a hole where there isn't a hole. A crane will get a worker to the top of any building. A double drum roller paved the parking lot for shredding. I seen my buddy Louie send a wave out to the driver. The driver honked the horn, it made his day a little brighter. Most people think it's noisy, but you ain't find us complaining. When those mechanisms roar, it means the makers have been baking. The graders have been grading, and that map is slowly figured. Plus orange cones delivering what orange cones deliver. The sign says caution, but the vibe says awesome. It's both. A safe distance is the wisest approach. It's cool to see that heavy machinery livin' up close. Just hit the deck when they start revving up or widening a road. I like a hole in the ground. I like a wrecking ball in motion for the crystal clear intention. Destruction is the motive. I also like a bird up from the ashes, especially as a vehicle carrying something massive.
Destruction. Vehicles, they move that dirt around. Build a road where there isn't a road. Destruction.
I love a good detour. Folk drive around, I pull over, give me more. Flashing amber hazard lights, sure to set the mood for a forklift all the way to the moon. Stay tuned. I welcome any symphony of backup beepers beeping. It's music to my ears, I'd rather it to sleeping. I welcome in cacophony of drills and demolition. The crashing and the clanging, the decibels of engine. That articulated hauler want the center of attention. Though it's more a gentle giant running extra heavy errands, hauling garbage off the site and looking handsome in that yellow. Truck so long in the center, it has an elbow. I love road work. I almost love it more than when the road works. Nothing hit the spot quite like waking up to Monday morning road work on my block.
Construction vehicles, they move that dirt around. Build a road where there isn't a road. Construction.
Well, I did tell you we were going to be talking about roadworks this week. Aesop Rock, the song is called Roadwork Rappin', that is freshly out, doing his very best to reawaken within us the childlike glee that presumably we all felt when we saw construction equipment as like a small child. Like, I can't specifically remember it, but there's no, like, let's be honest, somebody like me, there's no way as a small child I wouldn't see like a digger or a crane and not be like, cool, totally cool. Aesop Rock, Roadwork Rappin'. Before that, you heard Fountains of Wayne, take from their eponymous debut album from 1996. The song is called Barbara H. I don't think I need a reason to play you Fountains of Wayne, but if I had to pick a reason, it's because Adam Schlesinger of Fountains of Wayne was born on Halloween. I still think of him a lot. Take it from us, far, far too early on in the COVID pandemic. Still feels weird to think of him not around, but Fountains of Wayne's debut album, genuinely one of the best records. I hold it very dear to my heart, and in no way does Stacey's mom diminish my enjoyment of the Fountains of Wayne debut album. Barbara H from Fountains of Wayne. I'm having a little bit of trouble getting my words out this week, but I will tell you exactly why after I play you this song from The Beths. I'm fine. It's fine. I'm fine. The Beths.
All mine pushes guilty. Clean slate looking filthy. This year's gonna kill me, gonna kill me. Spirit should be crushing, but I don't feel.
Macbeths are the band, taken from their brand new album, which is out right now. The album is called Straight Line Was a Lie. The song is called No Joy. The Beths are currently wrapping up a tour of Europe. They are currently in Spain, then they go to Portugal, then presumably they're going home to the other hemisphere before they travel back and begin their US tour at the end of this month. Busy, 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 the Beths. Straight Line Was a Lie. Check it out. And I hope you're enjoying the podcast so far. If this is your first time with us, then hello. I hope you're enjoying yourselves. Every week we do this. We do it for free. We do it for love. There's like a rotating cast of us. If you tune in every week, you get like a different host every single week. Kev and Jen are currently out on the west coast of the US. The rest of us are here in England. Cold, dark England. I mean, it's not been too bad lately, but gradually, as we get through the year, we're now well into autumn, and in a few days' time, like a couple of weekends' time, I think, we're going to do the whole clocks change thing, and then we'll be plunged into sunless misery. Could you tell I'm looking forward to it? Some people, I get affected by the clocks going back. It's back this time, isn't it? I get affected by the clocks going back. Smart people, I think, prepare themselves or like change their routine a little bit, like they get sunlight lamps and they make plans and that kind of thing. I, in my infinite wisdom, have decided that now is the time to get Invisalign, like the adult braces, like the clear plastic ones. Like I said, I was having trouble getting words out. This is why, right? And I was not expecting something which is such a long-term commitment and quite a lot of like a considerable, like not mega expensive, but a considerable amount of money. I was not expecting a long-term expensive thing to make me feel quite so miserable. Like, I hate this. I don't have it in right now. The reason is because it changes my, like, how I speak. Like, genuinely, it makes me feel like I'm 14 years old, stood in my friend's kitchen making nervous small talk with their parents. Anyway, I feel a little bit this week like down is up and up is down, but I am so happy with the news that it looks like, thanks, amazingly, in seemingly quite a large part to the attention of Donald Trump, we seem to have some kind of peace agreement, ceasefire, potential deal here between Hamas and Israel over Gaza. And it is such a surreal thing that is kind of happening right now as we speak. And all I want to do on the podcast is complain about my braces.
Look around, could it bring somebody down if I never made a sound again? In your eyes, you've already spread my thighs, and you're rocking to the next big thing. Kissing the bride, 45 minutes aside. This was my dream, play out like a routine. Who sucked out the feeling? Who sucked out the feeling? Where'd you go now that everybody knows? And we did a couple shows out there. Look at me, I can write a melody, but I can't expect a soul to care.
Who sucked out the feeling? Dexter ill today?
Mr. Kirk, Dexter's in school.
I'm afraid he's not, Miss Fishmore. Dexter's truancy problem is way out of hand. The Baltimore County School Board have decided to expel Dexter from the entire public school system.
Well, Mr. Kirk, I'm as upset as you to learn Dexter's truancy. But surely expulsion is not the answer.
I'm afraid expulsion is the only answer. It is the opinion of the entire staff that Dexter is criminally insane.
That boy needs therapy.
You're psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
Lie down on the couch.
What does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
What does that mean?
That boy needs therapy.
I'm gonna kill you.
That boy needs therapy.
Granny Gazoo, let's have it, you. I want to count three.
That boy needs therapy.
He was white as a sheep.
And he also made false teeth.
Business continues below.
Did I ever tell you the story about
cowboys
and midgets
and the Indians
and frontier psychiatrists?
I felt strangely hypnotized.
I was in another world, the world of
20,000 girls
and milkmen, rectangles,
two and optometrists,
a man with a golden eyeball,
and tighten your buttocks,
pour juice on your chin.
I promised my girlfriend I'd
get the violin.
Love it. That's the Avalanches, but let's go front to back. The first of the three songs that you just heard were Cheek Face. The song was called Sucked Out. That's a cover of a song by Superdrag from 1996. I thought because they'd covered that, maybe there was some kind of wider Superdrag covers project going on, but I don't think there is. I think it's just like a one-off. Cheek Face, Sucked Out, available now on Bandcamp. After that, you heard Genesis, Land of Confusion, from the album Invisible Touch from 1986. I remember thinking the video was really cool when I was a kid because it had spitting image puppets in it. And I imagine if I saw the video now, I'd still think it was really cool. But the real reason I'm playing that is because I heard that on the radio a few weeks ago, and I thought, wow, they could release that today, and the lyrics would be depressingly still very relevant. It's aged alarmingly well. Genesis, Land of Confusion. After that, you just heard, as covered, The Avalanches. The song is called Frontier Psychiatrist, taken from an album called Since I Left You, which came out, I think that was around the turn of the century, right? That's an absolute stone cold classic. And I try not to play like the absolute classics like many times on the podcast, like repeatedly. Like I don't mind playing the same acts over and over, but the same like classic songs. But I look back and the last time I played Frontier Psychiatrist was Edit Radio podcast like number six. Podcast number six all the way back then. So I thought I'd give myself that one. By the way, Edit Radio podcast number six was an absolute banger. I played TikTok by Kesha and The Warrior by Scarlett and loads of other like really cool stuff. But enough about Edit Radio podcast number six. Still to come on Edit Radio podcast number 792, we'll be digging into new songs by The Hives and my favourite of all of Beth Orton's husbands. And also, there's a 20th anniversary coming your way, still to come. Also, first of all, though, hey, it's time to start thinking about Christmas. That's a joke. Straight out of Hamburg, the band are Plains, that's P-L-A-I-I-N-S. Take from the debut album called Happy Faces, that song is called Amazon Warehouse. Good luck to anyone, including me, who this year is trying to participate in the whole try not to order anything from Amazon for Christmas. I did really well last year. Think of it kind of like the Bechdel test, but for retail. Here's the Hives. Hives Forever, Forever the Hives is the brand new album out right now from the Swedish band called The Hives. You just heard the lead single from it called Enough is Enough. I have a lot of time for The Hives. There's just something just so ridiculous about their chest beating, better than you pomp and grandeur that I would not put up with it from other bands. I do put up with it from The Hives. Maybe it's like just the way that the Scandinavians are, right? I wouldn't put up with it from ABBA, though. Two songs to go.
The man of grief, remember me. Thou never canst thyself forget. Thy last expiring agony, thy fainting pangs and bloody sweat, thy last expiring agony, thy fainting pangs and bloody sweat. Oh, come and mourn with me a while. See John and Mary by his side. Oh, look how patiently hangs Jesus, our Lord is crucified. Oh, look how patiently
Sam Amadon, a.k.a. Mr. Beth Orton. The song is called Kedron. I thought that was taken from his most recent album, which came out earlier this year, but that actually came out in 2010 from an album called I See the Sign. So, oops. Regardless of the age of the song is called Kedron, and I really like it. Sam Amadon. Kedron. That's it for the podcast this week. Thank you very much for tuning in. Hope you've had a great time. I'm going to go now and be a really good boy, put my braces back in. But tune in next week where Tom Crook and friends will be here to guide you through another episode of Edit Radio, another great run through the world of music. That's on the 21st of October. I'm actually seeing Tom Crook on the 1st of November. His band, Band of Hope, and I are playing a show at Selchester Village Hall, near where I grew up and near where Kev grew up as well. Barry Dolan is here on the 28th of October then for a run through the heavier side of music. That's going to be good. And then Kevin Jenner back on the 4th of November. I'm going to leave you with a song celebrating its 20th anniversary, which means about 20 years ago, I was listening one evening to a weird Radio 1 alternative show, which was all over the place, and I heard for the first time this next song. It didn't get any recognition back then, still hasn't got any recognition back now, but I'm never going to give up on it. This, taken from an album called Elephant Eyelash, is an act called Why. The song is going to be Gemini, birthday song. Take care of yourselves. I love you. Goodbye.
With you on a mattress in your parents' old room, clipping your toenails into the room like the room will fade and you will move on to other rooms.